Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It is The Rock, 99.9 KISW, Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions, talking with a band that is actually was featured in studio, I believe 2019 or early 2020. I can't quite recall, but now we're doing things social distance, Zoom style. We're all in different locations here. We got a band called College Radio. They have a new EP called I Used to Get Messed Up coming out shortly. And I have Gordon, Taylor, Mike, and Evan on the call right now. How's it going, guys? Let's go around the virtual Zoom room. And introduce yourself and tell us where you're Zooming from right now.
I'll start. I'm Evan, and I am Zooming from my studio downstairs.
In what part of Seattle?
Oh, okie dokie. I'm in Mount Baker.
Cool. Right on. Up north.
At the mountain?
at the bottom of it.
We're in
Gordon's house.
Yeah, my jam spot in Everett, Washington.
Same. I'm Mike. I play drums, and I'm in Everett as well.
In the same jam spot?
No, I'm at home.
Okay, word. Yeah, so let's catch everyone up. How have the last few months been for all of you guys? Have you guys been able to practice? Have you guys, been able to play together? I think you guys did a live stream event. And
yeah,
just catch me up. How you guys been staying sane and not going crazy?
Music has like definitely been one like focal point that we've latched onto during this time, and like I think just it's kept us going. Like we definitely didn't jam for the first part, we wanted to stay safe, not put anybody at risk. And when things started to get a little bit better, like definitely the music came back. Doing good.
Yeah, so you guys been holed up and were you guys writing music? Because you have this new EP that's going to be coming out here. Did you guys write this during quarantine, during the pandemic, or was this material you had already been working on?
Some of it was already worked on, and then we definitely had to push a little bit back because of quarantine. So some of it was written during quarantine. It was really cool. Like Taylor wrote this really killer intro. And then we all kind of grinded on the title track, which is one of Evan's songs.
Nice. So before we get into talking a little bit more about the EP, I'm curious about your guys' idea of doing the live streaming event. So first off, what was the event and how did you approach it? Was it kind of odd knowing that there was an audience, but like you couldn't really technically interact with them? And like what was, how did you kind of, I guess adjust to that.
I would say that I've played in front of many empty rooms. you get kind of used to it. No. But also going into it, just like there's not going to be a crowd, but there is having just this mentality, like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to play my best set, one or a million people kind of mentality. And it really helped, like pretending there's like a crowd there, knowing that, you are being watched, kind of like gives that nice, like, upbeat vibe to it, I would say. What do you guys think? How are you feeling?
Well, it was my first live performance with you guys, so it's weird for me. I'll say that much.
So, Mike, you're a new member of the band. How did you get involved with college radio?
I've known Gordon for a bit, and I started posting just covers online.
Yeah.
And I've played with a few local. I'm from California. I moved here about 4 years ago. And,
okay.
You know, so I've jammed with a couple of the cats around town and got to know Gordon via his previous bands and befriended him on social media, and he saw some stuff I was doing and asked me if I'd be down to play a few shows and turn into a permanent gig.
Nice, dude. Right on. So
welcome to the party, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you knew Gordon's other bands, are you more of like a metal guy? Do you come from that background too?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say the majority of the last, I don't know, probably 5-6 years, I've delved into the technical, experimental, progressive side of music. Trying to push my own limitations and boundaries as a drummer. And, you know, I've been all over the place, though. You know, I went through my math rock phase and, you know, I grew up listening to pop punk. And
yeah,
I lived and breathed that for, you know, then the hardcore scene in Sacramento. You know, we had the Hoods and Embrace the End. And, you know, it's a bunch of warehouse shows and stuff. So 15 to 18 was just
West Coast worldwide.
Exactly.
If you were a hardcore drummer,
shout out Mikey Hood.
If you were a hardcore drummer in Sacramento, you probably played in the Hoods, didn't you?
No. Naveen Koperweiss got the gig. He was in Animosity.
And
that guy's a beast. I remember seeing him when he was like 16 and at West Coast, and everyone's like, this drummer, he's like this phenom, and kid killed. Yeah, it was amazing seeing that.
Right on.
I was never that good.
Well, welcome to college radio. So Evan, yeah, what did you think about the whole live streaming kind of thing, and what was the actual streaming event, if you don't mind me asking?
The event was just it was put on by Northwest Talent Spotlight,
yeah,
you know, by Bobby P down in Vancouver. I mean, I was just so excited to kind of have something to kind of grind towards and get to be like, okay, we got to practice every week, we got to get ready for this show, you know, just to have something to look forward to, you know? And then once we were on, I know this is a little dorky, but what you couldn't see on the stream is there's like a, you know, 40, 50 inch TV in front of us that we could see, you know, what was going on the stream.
Oh.
So I would just watch and be like, oh man, I'm on TV.
And
like,
nice.
You know, that'll kind of invigorate me.
Dude, that's like, awesome.
I love TV. I want to live in it.
Yeah, it's like the new MTV, dude.
Really?
It's the new Total Request Live. Screw it.
That's kind of what it felt like. You're just chilling at TRL, but I think I said that before we even like played. It's like being on MTV without being on MTV. It's as close as we get.
Hey, I mean, you know, we don't need people to put us on like that. Now, in these days of streaming and you know, there's YouTubers out there that have more followers, more people watching them than TRL ever had, which is insane. And they're all making the content themselves.
We live in such a, I guess this is something really big to take from this whole situation, is the people that could really like flourish in the situation like this. And it's really freaking cool. Like they helped kind of pave that, like the people that first started doing that. And now it's like, we have this new way of, kind of like doing what we like,
mm-hmm,
the best that we can. Obviously we'd love to do it in person, like,
yeah,
we want to be in the studio with you, but I mean, we've kind of made it all work. Like, we love what you've been doing, man. It's really cool.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. I was talking with a member of this band called Venom Prison the other day from Wales, and we were chatting via Skype, and he was talking about how he got really inspired. The first week of the pandemic was the band Code Orange. They were going to go and do their record release show, but that was right as the pandemic hit, so they had to pivot super fast, and they were the first band to really do the live stream thing and show that it was like a possible, and they're obviously a very like forward thinking band, and like they are so creative, and so they were able to do it, and I think that really set the standard for what bands can do. And it was on Twitch, so now a lot of bands are learning to do live streaming via Twitch. I think it was just kind of set an example, and it also kind of like set a standard, like, hey, you know, you can do this. And I think it's cool to see bands just kind of, I'm not going to say it's like a competition, but just like stepping up and like, you know, trying and seeing that, like, hey, we can do this too. And it doesn't have, we don't have to have, you know, like, you know, you know, manager do this or a producer. Everyone can do it themselves. And I think that we're all going to come out of this, whatever the time frame is, with a couple extra like notches on our tool belt. Like we're all going to all have like something new. Like I never knew how to do video production. I never had to knew how to do Photoshop stuff, but I have some more time. So teaching myself some new things, you know,
it's the best time for it too. And that Code Orange, that set was so sick.
Yeah.
Like I love that. Like the bands that can do the production too. Like Fit for a King recently did theirs and holy smokes. Like they set up like it was the production was amazing.
Yeah.
To say that, it was just really fun to watch. And just like, holy smokes. Fat Mike last weekend did a Weekend at Mike's.
Cool.
And that was really sick. Like Dead Boys and I can't remember who else played, but it was like rad. He did it in his backyard. Punk rock.
I feel like there's some things that Fat Mike would want to stream that might get him kicked off Twitch, like some S&M kind of, you know, ball gag, leather kind of stuff that I don't know if you're allowed to put on there.
Can you not have that on Twitch?
I don't know. I know you can't smoke weed on Twitch. I saw my friends. You can't. I mean, you could probably like vape, you know, but like I saw like someone get kicked off for like smoking a blunt. So because it's not legal in every state. That's why.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Anyways, so you guys have a new EP. We're gonna get into a couple songs, and let's talk a little bit about it. So, tell me a little bit about Third String Records.
Well, Third String comes from Mike Ziemer out in Dallas, Texas. He does the huge like Third String production shows, festivals out that way, like a South by So What or So What Fest.
You've heard
of that? He did that. They were doing that huge, you know, like the pretty much all the cool throwback bands that were going to be playing in Texas in that like a festival this year that was supposed to happen. Another one of those. But like I'm talking every like killer melodic hardcore band to metalcore band.
Yeah.
It was literally just the best show ever kind of thing.
Yeah.
He helped put that on too. Like just really killer. Killer guy, believed in the music when some other people did and gave us a shot.
So you guys are on that record label now.
Yeah.
Congratulations, guys. So
weirdest time to kind of switch into gear like that, especially being a pandemic.
Pandemic core. So you guys have, so this EP, is it out now or is it being released soon?
Actually, no one really knows about it quite yet.
Oh.
I mean, we love our home and we love you, so, you know.
Okay.
We gotta go first with you.
All right, cool. Well, I appreciate getting the exclusive, guys. That's dope.
It just means that we have to jumpstart getting it out there. But no. It's we're really hyped to put it out. It's coming out soon.
Yeah.
But here's a taste.
Yeah, we're gonna go into a couple songs. We're gonna go into Shine On and Untitled. Two songs from the new College Radio EP. I Used to Get Messed Up. Let's just jump into them and let the music speak for itself, all right?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here it is.
You're waiting for the end. What point a tragedy, and I can't pretend. Oh, I never wanted to be the one who let you down, but being down is all I have for now. Put the bottle down. Silent night. Welcome home, goodbye.
right. That was College Radio, and this is College Radio. I'm doing a Zoom socially distanced version of Loud and Local. It's a Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. Gordon, Taylor, Mike, and Evan from College Radio all throughout the Northwest on this Zoom call. It's cool to talk with you guys again. Was it 2019 or early 2020 that I talked to you guys in studio?
2019.
Right before Christmas. Oh, yeah, that's right. Man, it seems like such a long time ago, but it really wasn't. It seems like such a long time ago.
Pretty much seen like more than a lot of people see in a small amount of time this year.
Tell me a little bit about what went into like recording these songs. Did you record them during the pandemic? Did you record them before? And who'd you record with? And did you guys have any like... I don't know, debate about should we put this out during a pandemic? Should we wait? Was there any discussion like that?
I would say no discussion on wanting to like wait. It was like trying to actually, you know, get into it because we did get halted and, you know, plan. Like we had half of it, I would say, done.
Okay.
And then we just needed to get in, just finish. Like it's such little things, but having to wait and be patient with, you know, when we could like go out, leave the house and feel a little bit more comfortable too, you know, and when everyone felt great, but it was a good half and half, you know. When you guys want to chime in on that one, how do you guys feel about that one?
I don't think there was ever really a question about doing a release right now, just because that feels like one of the only ways left to interact with, you know, fans, honestly. Like all we can do is kind of like live stream and release music because we can't get in a room with them or anything.
I feel like there's going to be 2011. I feel like there's going to be so many new albums just based on the amount of people that are probably just recording just harnessing all that energy into just recording new albums. I feel like next year we're going to have just insane amount of cool new records.
If we don't, I'll be very upset.
Right?
It's definitely with what's going on, how much people have like just they have all this pent up energy. And they, what better than to write the best records? Because I honestly thought a couple of years ago, when certain things happened, we would get some really cool, like crazy punk rock records, and it was okay, but like not as, you know, like pent up as I thought there would be. I think now there's going to be some really cool stuff.
And you know what? If they don't have the time now, then they'll never have the time. It's like, well, we know you're not doing so. Mm-hmm. You better be putting out records. The hell? So this is a question I like to throw in there sometimes. So obviously during this time, there is a lot of really negative news going on, a really negative, you know, our Facebook, Instagram, social media feed can just be a lot of negative feedback. It's important to disconnect sometimes for your own mental health and safety and stuff. But in a day where you might be having a day, is there an album that you can go to that can just lift your spirits? It doesn't have to be, you know, like a posy record or a happy record, but just something that reinvigorates you and gives you energy, or like, you know, just can kind of lift you up. And I don't know, let's start with you, Mike. Anything like that?
Yeah, with the change of the season now, I see my musical taste going back into the sort of the indie, you know, melancholy sort of drone-y, you know, type of stuff. And I don't know, all summer I was pumping all pop punk jams, falling back in love with that. So I still am a student of the game. I seek out new music constantly and try to get inspired. And, you know, I'm a self-certified drum nerd as well. So I'll sit here and watch YouTube videos for hours, and I have a few mentors and stuff. So for me, yeah, it's constantly seeking out new stuff and finding the balance of, you know, stepping away and playing some video games and chilling too, I guess. I don't know.
Nice.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah. And how about you, Evan? What about you, man? Is there any albums that you can go back to and just revisit and will always put a smile on your face?
Yeah, actually, there's one that I've been digging into pretty heavily lately in these troubling times.
Yes. Trademark.
And it is certainly not something that sounds like College Radio. This has got a weird cut. The album is called The Meaning of Eight by the band Cloud Cult.
Okay.
You know them?
I've heard the name.
They are capital W weird, my friend.
Nice. Okay.
They self-record everything using geothermal energy. They have two painters on stage when they play.
All right.
Like, everything I've just said is very pretentious, but the music it's just really mellow, lots of drums, very tribal, kind of religious-y.
Okay.
Just weird and positive.
Nice. I'm going to have to check that out. Cloud Cult, is there an album you would suggest for the listeners to check out and start with?
The Meaning of Eight is my favorite one, I would say.
All right. I'll give it a shot. And Taylor and Gordon, what about you guys?
Well, believe it or not, this year has driven me to the point where I would just listen to nothing but classical music, like Beethoven and Mozart, for whatever reason.
Dude, I hear you on that, and I never was someone that preset the Classical King FM on my stereo, but while driving around with the amount of stress that I've been under at times, this year, I've definitely been jamming Classical King FM, so I hear you on that, Taylor.
Yeah, exactly that radio station, and only that station, only. Yeah, I mean, like, plus, I mean, I guess in a way, yeah, like, it kind of, like, helps you clear your head a little bit. Just nothing but just, like, simple, like, violin and, you know, flutes and, you know, just mellow piano. I mean, it's really soothing to the mind. It can be, depending where your head's at.
Absolutely. So. And then Gordon's going to be like, just like brutal death metal, you know, the exact opposite. Sure. No, I'm just kidding. What about you, Gordon?
Actually, you know what? I dug into a little bit of like the 50s rockabilly.
Cool.
It's going from like Chuck Berry, just something different, kind of like a blast from the past. But then I got really into, say, like a Nick 13 from
Tiger Army. Yeah.
Like his just really mellow country stuff. Chill. Like that's what I've been listening to like at work, just because of all the crazy stuff going on. I can put that on. People actually don't come by. It's weird. I'm like, oh shoot, like this is really chill music. Like the one time I listen to chill music and nobody likes to be in my area. All right, I'll take it.
Nice. All right, here's a question for the band, because when you guys were in studio, I noticed that Gordon has a lot of tattoos of bands, it seems like band tattoos. Uh-huh. So if you had to cover one band that Gordon has tattooed on him, what band would that be?
What do you have, dude?
Oh, we have.
Oh, you have? You have already? Okay, never mind.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Definitely Aquaman Trio, right?
Yeah.
And Blink.
Oh, okay.
And Blink.
See, if you would have asked us that question 2 months ago, then the Blink one would have like been, oh, it would be a Blink song.
So you guys have a Blink song coming out.
Oh, we did a cover of it.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So that's because I have a Alkaline Trio tattoo and then a Blink tattoo. So we always did a This Could Be Love. There's a cover of that on with one of our friends from Green Lake Basement, shout out, and Less Than Three, shout out. You can actually find that on the Bandcamp too. If you pick some up, I believe you get it free too. I mean, it's not our song, but
yeah,
it's a fun little cover. But we just did Man Overboard though, at that live stream. It was super fun.
That's one of my favorite Blink 182 songs. That's a great song. I think it's only available on the Mark, Tom, and Travis show, which is weird.
Like that throwback, like that's actually Shinfo going to that song. They did that. They actually had that song written for Enema of the State.
Oh, okay.
And they never did it. They never actually put it out. And then before, I think it was like right when they were doing Take Off Your Pants, they put it out as like a transition song.
Mm. It was on their Greatest Hits album, I think, like a bonus track.
Good Shinfo stuff. So, okay, so you already did it. You answered my question. if you guys, okay, so here's another one. If you guys had to do a every man for himself wrestling match between all four of you guys, who's winning and what's the finish? What's the finisher?
I feel like Mike would win.
Probably Mike. Yes.
Gordon, you watch wrestling. You know all the moves. I might have a brute man strength, but that's about
I think you'd win. I think someone's phone died.
No? Yeah, that might be
miserable. Okay, well, so let's just imagine we're starting the match, and you guys have to pick a theme song. Each of you guys have to pick a theme song to come out to. What is your wrestling theme song? Evan, let's start with you.
Oh, The Shallows from A Star Is Born.
Okay, there you go.
100%.
A Star, and you would be singing along to it. You would have like a Ric Flair robe too.
Yeah, I'd be doing all the Lady Gaga parts.
That'd be great. Gordon and Taylor, what about you guys? What are your theme songs?
I was just thinking probably the Ghostbusters theme.
Nice, dude. Yes.
It doesn't seem like a bad one to, you know, start with.
Gordon, what about you, dude?
Oh, we'll be a tag team, actually.
Me okay, Taylor, cool.
So we'll both come out.
You'd be the Ghostbusters with a Z.
Yeah.
Duh Ghostbusters.
Duh Ghostbusters.
And Mike, what about you, man? What's your theme song?
You know, I was just talking to a buddy who's a cage fighter. He trains. I don't know if he's an actual, you know, MMA dude, but there's a band from Portland called Dead Crown. And
yeah.
I recommended you listen to them and, you know, because it's pretty aggro and it's, I don't know what track it is, but that band brings it. So initially I was like, that would be my walkout music for anything if I had to. But I think in all reality, it'd probably be like Pink Floyd or something like really
chill,
you know, just completely switch it up.
People vibing out like, whoa, Grateful Dead or something.
My opponent to sleep. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a huge Pink
Floyd.
Mike
would totally be the one winning.
There you go. People just like hitting the bong in the stands, like, whoa, dude. Right on, guys. Well, before we go, you know, I'm curious, what's the best way to, obviously we can't go out to see you guys, and we can't, you know, kind of see you guys up front, and we can't really do that. It's hard to really know how to support bands. What's the best way to directly support College Radio at this time?
Pretty much just following us on all our social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Go pop on that Spotify too. Like, it's College Radio. College Radio PNW.
Yeah.
For all the other socials. And Bandcamp. If you just type in College Radio, you'll find us there. You can find our merch and stuff there. But just keep listening to the music. That's the best way. We have some more live stream stuff we're kind of working on, like in the works right
yeah.
now that we'll probably announce here soon too. But nice and chill. Finish writing and hopefully... I lost myself there. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all good, man. I mean, that is a good way, you know, follow that you guys and, you know, add you guys on all social media. And I'm sure when you guys have those events, they will pop up. But also, you guys have some killer T-shirts. I got a kind of like a Kerplunk inspired design. It was really cool. I appreciate that. And wore that in the summer because it's a white shirt and you got to have a white shirt in the summer. So you're not getting, you know, the sun beating down on you too hard. So I was repping that. Yeah, ton of cool T-shirts. And again, the new EP is I Used to Get Messed Up, going to be available soon. You guys are going to be releasing that via Third String Records. I appreciate getting the kind of exclusive, the first little debut here. It's really sick. We're going to go into the title track, I Used to Get Messed Up. If you don't mind me asking, who's this about and what are we talking about? Is this a true story?
I will feel this one.
Okay.
This is about me. I'm the I. I just don't drink anymore.
Yeah.
And the song is not about that so much as just having had that conversation so many times where people are like, so what's the deal? Like, you're not drinking anymore? Like, what are you, like a Mormon now or something? It's just like, no, just I used to get messed up and now I don't.
Fair enough.
It's not that complicated, I guess. I just hate talking about it.
Fair enough. Well, we're going to... I appreciate the little explanation there. We're going to go into the song. And any quick shout-outs and thank yous before we jump into it?
Just thank you to all our fans. All our friends, everybody out there that's staying safe, supporting... pretty much just supporting each other, supporting equal rights, and just loving each other, because that's really... really all we can, that's the shout out positively that I would like to send out.
I'm also going to add in Dane and Jacob because they make us sound so sweet.
Thank you, boys. Delric too. two clicks.
Right on, guys. Well, you can get yourself a college radio mask as well, and you can stay safe that way. So it's I Used to Get Messed Up by College Radio. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a bunch, man.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
I used to get messed up till I could barely breathe. I used to get messed up until I couldn't speak. I used to get messed up like you would not believe. I used to get messed up. I used to get messed up. I used to stay out late when I could stay awake. I don't know how I got home when I could not see straight. I used to get so sick, maybe I imagined it. It doesn't really matter anyway. Hey. It gets so hard to explain, so I just say I used to get messed up till I could barely breathe. I used to get messed up until I couldn't speak. I used to get messed up like you would not believe. I used to get messed up, I used to get messed up. Hey. Wanted to call you up, tell you I'm doing fine. I haven't talked to you, but feel like such long time. Sometimes I think that all we had in common is we both believe in the same lies. It gets so hard to explain, so I just say I used to get messed up till I could barely breathe. I used to get messed up until I couldn't speak. I used to get messed up like you would not believe. I used to get messed up, I used to get messed up.
That I thought that you thought that I did something weird.
Now that I look back, you probably didn't even notice me. I used to get messed up till I could barely breathe. I used to get messed up until I couldn't speak. I used to get messed up like you would not believe. I used to get messed up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.